Time to bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike. I've got a trivia question to ask you.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Who's the best baseball team in New York right now?
The Blue Jays.
There you go. Oh, goodness gracious. The Yankees lost 10. They gave up a 10 spot in one inning.
Yeah, I was watching that. That was beautiful.
I didn't watch it, but...
Toronto was up for 42 minutes.
That's a long time. Surprising there weren't any muscle pulls. You know what really surprised me, though? I can't believe it.
What's that?
You've got the... first of all, the Islanders made it into the conference finals, but they got whipped last night.
Yeah, they got destroyed.
Yeah, but we'll get back to them in a second. I can't believe football starts on Thursday.
Don't care.
I know, but it's just we have baseball, we have basketball.
Everything's going on right now.
Masters
is what, in 2 weeks?
It's just crazy. But anyways, so let's get back to the Islanders. They really got, is Tampa Bay that good?
Tampa Bay's good. The Islanders didn't adapt to the speed of Tampa Bay, and see what happens the next game. If it's another lopsided score, the series is over. If the Islanders hang in there and adjust to the game of Tampa Bay, well, then you'll have a series. But it could go either way right now. Last night, 8-1 is not good.
All right. What did you think of the Kentucky Derby?
I didn't watch it. I had zero interest in it. When I was at the track all day, and when the I think it was the 13th race was over, it was an hour to post. I went to Lowe's and bought something, and I walked in the house just as they were closing down the stretch. I think that if you had a trotter run the last eighth of a mile with the thoroughbreds, the trotter would have won. So that pretty much sums up what they were staggering down the stretch. It was a terrible race. These horses are pretty bad. They were saying how good Tiz the Law is. Well, if Tiz the Law was as good as they said he was, he should have romped on this field, and he didn't. And end of story.
I was watching, and I haven't seen this happen much, but Jill told me it happens quite a bit. One of Baffert's horses, when they were putting the riders up, mm-hmm. Got spooked by something.
Yeah, that's the horse I would have put a few bucks on. He just reared up and fell and hit the ground. And
yeah.
Now they have an absurd rule in horse racing that if a horse rears up and falls, he's automatically scratched from the race at any time.
Yeah.
That's a little bit on the ridiculous side.
Yeah,
make the vet do their job and see if there's something wrong with the horse.
Yeah, he reared up and fell over backwards. The rider
died.
Yeah, and rider never got on him. But I hadn't seen that before. But Jill said that happens quite a bit in the paddocks. Does it?
Yeah, it happens. And the handler was trying to control him.
Yeah.
And the handler went down too. He broke his wrist.
Man, those are.
And then after a race, the horse that won, Authentic.
Yeah.
There's a winner's circle that they only use for the Oaks and the Kentucky Derby on the infield. And they were all in the infield, and Authentic was in the winner's circle. And then all of a sudden, he got all jazzed up, and he knocked Bobby Baffert to the ground. It was pretty crazy stuff.
Could it be because it wasn't nobody in the crowd or just something stirred them up?
No, horses are weird. They're peculiar. You never know what they're going to do. I mean, people think like they're docile little pets. They're not. They're animals.
And they're huge.
Yeah, they're 2,000 pounds.
And they're strong.
If they decide to go this way, they're going this way. You're not stopping them.
Yeah, that's right.
But I didn't watch the race, because. I mean, it's a sham of a race. I mean, it's not like the Masters or the Stanley Cup where you can play it in September, October, or whenever you want. These horses get older as the season goes on, and they run in races. And a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby this past Saturday is much more mature and much more battle-tested than one runs in May. That's the specialty of them running in May, is because these are young 3-year-olds that you never know what could happen, and a horse can drastically improve from one race to another and win it, like happened in the Oaks. But when you have it all backed out like this, and then now you got the Preakness on the first weekend of October, it just makes no sense. It's like running the race in name only. That's what it's like to me.
My son made a bet on the horse that won, and he won himself $222.
Well, if people listen to us on Friday with the races on Derby Day, they could have cleaned up, because two horses I liked a lot, Beau Recall and and Bell is the one. Both won. The Daily Double paid 100 between them. I made quite a few dollars on those races on Saturday, and I got another thing going yesterday. Kentucky Downs opened, right?
Yeah.
And there's the pick five for the first five races. So I'm alive going into the last race for 2,700, 7,000, and 10,000. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in my chair watching. They're loading them in the gate, and there's a couple horses still not in it. So only I'm just watching, not really paying attention yet. And the gates open up. They started the race without the full field in the starting gate. I only seen it one other time in the fairgrounds. So they ran the race, and one of my horses won. The lower price won, which was $2,700. And then I knew something was going on, because as soon as they opened up the gates, I called up a friend of mine. I said, what are they going to do here? I said, I think they're going to make it a no contest. And he agreed. And it was a no contest, meaning that the race never went. Every horse was scratched. So there was a consolation pick five that paid $900. Good thing I had it three times. I got my money back. But imagine if one of the $7,000 or $10,000 horses would have won.
Wow.
I would have been on the short end of a stick because of how do you start a race without every horse in the gate?
Yeah, that's just plain. Someone wasn't paying attention, just not paying attention at their job.
Talk about not paying attention at your job. Perfect segue, Marshall. When is Aaron Boone getting fired?
I think, well, because it's such a strange season, if they're going to do it, it'll be at the end of the season.
I mean, his shortcomings are glaring right now. Ottavino was pitching that disastrous inning last night, and you can clearly see he had absolutely nothing. Clearly see it. Walking guys. He was awful. He should have been out of there after four batters tops. Boone kept him in there, gave up 10 runs, gave up a grand slam. And I watched the whole thing because I wanted to see what Boone says in his press conferences. Talk about reading from a cue card. Oh, we have faith in our players. We'll rebound. You know what Lou Piniella would say if he was the manager of the Yankees, or Billy Martin? We stink. We couldn't beat a little league team right now. But I guess in this day and age, you can't call out your players because they might cry. What a disaster the Yankees are right now. I'm not picking on them because they're the Yankees.
No, because they are.
I'm picking on them because they're a team that everybody in the world said they're going to win 40 to 45 out of 60 games this year. Right now, they're so far behind Tampa Bay, the Yankees have to go 19-1, and Tampa Bay has to play under 500 for the rest of the season for them to catch them. 19-1. You know what that means? They're not catching them. The Yankees are on the cusp of not making the playoffs. In a year where everybody makes it, the Yankees are on the cusp of not making the playoffs. How Aaron Boone still has a job, I don't know.
Well, anyway, you call them out when they play lousy. They've been playing lousy for 15 to 16 games in a row. And you know what? You call them out when they play lousy. If you're a Yankee fan, you call them out. They're playing lousy. If you're not a Yankee fan, you call them out and play. It's not picking on them. They are a huge disappointment for Major League Baseball this year.
I don't have my Yankee hater hat on right now.
No, I'm just
calling it the way I would say it about any team that was expected to play the way they're playing.
I think the same thing. I'm a big Yankee fan. They're playing terrible. They're playing so terrible, as a matter of fact, I won't even think about putting on the TV and watching them because it's they're not. I guess any team can play terrible, but when you have the potential and the players they have, I don't care if you have injuries or not. You can't play this terrible this long, and it involves hitting, pitching,
fielding, everything.
So
fielding, it's fundamentals.
And I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm telling you right now, they're playing lousy. They're not worth watching. It's a good thing that people didn't have to buy tickets this year.
Oh man,
because it would be a huge waste of money.
Imagine that. I mean, you know how they have the beginning of the season, we spoke about how many games teams were expected to win, and the Yankees were expected to win 75 out of 60 by everybody.
Yeah.
The two teams that we spoke about who the aspirations, the expectations were to win less than 20 games, the Tigers and the Orioles, are on the heels of the Yankees to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. Totally.
If George Steinbrenner was alive, half the team would be traded, and Boone would be on unemployment 2 weeks ago.
Yep. All right, we got to get to our weather forecast there, Mike.
Okie dokie.
I will speak to you mañana.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.